Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Aaron O. from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Aaron. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi. God, when I was thinking about coming out here tonight, I was really hoping you guys were going to like me. But now I'm just hoping I don't throw up. So just bear with me. I want to thank Brian for sticking with it and asking me to speak over and over and over until I finally got here. Because, you know, I might have a little bit of time sober, but I still feel like nobody wants to hear what I have to say. I think I have amazing things to say, but I don't think anybody else wants to hear it. Alcoholism is a disease of perception. Happy birthday, Brian, and congrats to the other 90-day token takers. It is an amazing accomplishment. And more importantly, welcome to the newcomers, those that identified and those that didn't. Especially if you have some time sober and you're coming back again after a setback or what have you, whatever you want to call it. This isn't my first time sober either. I did come back, and I didn't want to go to the same meetings that I had been going to earlier. My current sobriety date is March 10th, 2016. I have an amazing sponsor, and I have currently one amazing sponsee who's here somewhere. Hi, I see you. And I've got a lot of friends sitting out there that are only here, I know, because they're here to support me, and you know, that's the program for you, you know. Being an only child is not what made me an alcoholic, absolutely not. But it did teach me from a really early age that I could get whatever I wanted really easily, and I didn't have to work for stuff. I did not come from a broken home. I had two parents that were together all the way up until I chose to leave the house and go to college. I mean, I had everything I could ever want, really. There's no good reason why I should be an alcoholic except for the fact that that day, that fateful day that I discovered drinking, I discovered that I loved it. And all of that fear that you weren't going to like me went away immediately. I didn't care anymore if you didn't like me. Finally, for the first time, I feel like I liked myself. I immediately did stupid things, but I thought they were hilarious. And I figured if that's the way that you guys were going to, pay attention or I was going to be accepted, even though you might have been laughing at me, it's okay. I was going to do it. That night, I think I was like 14, and my friend was having a 16th birthday party. I was always a year younger than my peers because I'm a smarty pants and I skipped a grade. But why she had a boyfriend that had his own apartment when she was only 16, I don't know. That's a whole other story for another day. But we snuck out and went over there, and I was just, I found myself crawling on the floor and having this grand old time and, just doing things that I would not have otherwise done because I thought that that was going to get me some attention and get people to like me. And, I didn't care that somebody asked me or challenged me, really, dared me to drink some crazy concoction that involved beer and milk and hard liquor or whatever. It was amazing. And everybody cheered because I did it. And then, that set a whole ball in motion. I drank for a long time after that, and it started out really good. You guys know the story. It was fun. It was carefree. I am fortunate also in a way that I am pretty good at when it comes to school. So I went to college, and I even went to grad school, and I never really had to work at anything, school included. And I wanted everything to be easy, and when it was hard, I stopped doing it. I never really had any serious consequences to my drinking either. Honestly, the one worst thing that happened was I crashed my car at LAX, and I injured some people pretty severely, but I was sober. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was having an alcohol withdrawal seizure, and that didn't teach me to quit drinking. It just taught me that I needed to manage better, you know, maintain that level better. And so I worked on that for a few more years, and I don't know, everything became hard, and I didn't know how to fix it. And even just taking a shower or brushing my teeth became hard. And it was just waking up and taking a breath and realizing, God damn it, I didn't die last night? Why? Was hard. And that's all I wanted to do. And I attempted some sobriety. I went to a couple treatment homes, but none of it was a surrender. I think Brian mentioned, like, he wasn't ready, and I wasn't ready. My ultimate surrender came finally 2 years ago, a little over, and I went, I gave up everything. For a person who likes creature comforts and the things of life, I gave it all up, and I moved into a recovery home, and I stayed there for 14 months. For a person who doesn't really, like, have, you know, an easy time making friends, that was horrible. Like, living in a house with 18 other women, like, what? And of course I want you to like me, but I don't know how to do that. I had to come here, and I had to go there to that home, and then I had to come here to learn how to look other people in the eye and talk to people, and it's still terrifying some days. And yet, it's like the only thing that I've ever done worth doing all the way. Taking all 12 steps twice. Actually, the second time was harder because I had to think about all the things I had done without that fog of alcohol, and it was miserable taking the steps, but again, I did it, and I had a lot of support doing it. And I moved out of that house, and I just kind of got into a little tiny crummy apartment, but it's mine, and I live there with my dog and my cat, and it's not fancy. It's definitely not where I thought I would be at 39, but, people ask me all the time, well, what do you do for a living? And I still feel like I have to say, well, I have a degree in social work. Nobody cares. Like, that's not what I'm actually doing with my life. What I'm doing with my life now is reaching my hand out to newcomers and telling my story and not being ashamed of it. And working with other people and showing up even though I don't want to, and taking the steps and standing up here. I didn't puke, by the way. I almost actually got out of talking tonight, and I'm glad I didn't. So I'm not going to push it. I'm going to just leave it there. Thanks.